We probably need to look at that 37 cents, because I think what's state right now, do you guys know? 54 cents? Yeah. I mean,
I think the federal's 54, the state's still 37.
State's still 37, federal's 54?
Business federal's
54. I say we don't turn in mileage. I don't know if, I think whenever I go to Jeff City, one of us will if we drive together. I don't know what you guys do.
I've never turned any this year.
I say whenever I drive around the county, I've never turned anything in, so I don't even know where it is. But that's, you're right. The 37 cents doesn't cover.
No, because I have to go really often to get service. And
okay. What kind of direction do you want to get? You want to get with Ron and see what we can find?
It won't hurt anything, because if you, it depends on when, what we can get her. Is it going to have something for, is there a responsibility for you to be in a location with a four-wheel drive? It's going to have to be a four-wheel drive because of the wintertime travel, versus you're talking about a van. Is it going to have to be an SUV or a four-door with a camper on it, or a camper shell, or anything like that? I'm just trying to figure out, do you have to go every month, or do you have to
I don't know how
it works, Carol.
I travel 2 to 3 times a week. When I go north, though, or my really long trips, I don't do those every week. Well, I go to Nevada every 3 months, so, I don't know. A van usually has front-wheel drive, so, I mean, it would, whatever you think, you know.
Well, what's going to be best for the people? I assume to many vans, just because it's easier to get in and out of.
Yeah.
The doors open up, it's easier to
I think probably that, I mean, that's what some have. Lawrence and McDonald, I know for sure, because they're in my region, have vans. But
that's the only reason you had said that, so I didn't know.
Right.
Again, I don't.
Let's just have her get with Ron and they can.
I'll get with Ron. See what you need. You know, look at a couple of different options and then come back to us. Ron can come back to us.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Village of Taneyville funding agreement.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is a funding agreement request that's been submitted by the Village of Taneyville, and it's in regards to equipment, basically a filter system addition. That's being required to be added to the wastewater treatment facility due to the Department of Natural Resources reclassification of the receiving stream that the wastewater treatment plant discharges into. The funding agreement's titled Wastewater Treatment Facility Improvements Project Filter System Addition, and this is for the design and the bidding phase of the project. The Village of Taneyville is requesting approval of the above referenced funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $95,100. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the village for the engineering design services necessary to develop plans and specifications associated with the addition of a disc filter system at the wastewater treatment facility. Bidding services will also be funded through this agreement. Due to the reclassification by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources of the receiving stream the wastewater treatment facility discharges into, the addition of this equipment is necessary for the facility to meet the new discharge limits on a consistent basis. The village is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until March 31, 2017, to allow sufficient time for the work covered under this funding agreement to be completed, and also provide time for the required approval processes. The village entered into an engineering services agreement with HDR Engineering Incorporated on May 5th, 2016, to provide the engineering services necessary for this phase of the project. A copy of this agreement is included with this report. The village's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on July 21st, 2016. Three copies of this funding agreement were presented to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax program. I was a little concerned. I talked to Travis Herr about the cost of this engineering for this project, and we discussed on the phone how his firm has went through the project and looked at the hours and then the type of engineering that's going to be required for this project, which is going to be a structure built, which that structure is going to require ventilation. There's going to be mechanical, architectural, structural, and civil engineering all required on this project, even though Taneyville is a small town. These services are nonetheless going to be required in order to properly design this to where the Department of Natural Resources will consider approval for the project. Looking at some of the other projects that we're doing or the sewer district's doing, engineering services, they are high, seems like.
You've checked it and looked all this over, and do they have a, and I guess they've had, when you talk about their new discharge,
new limits?
The new limits that come out, they've got to have all this, and that's been taken into account. But what I'm saying, John, is you're making this recommendation to us, right?
Yes, sir.
For this funding agreement.
Yes,
I'm going to make a motion that we approve the funding agreement between the village of Taneyville and Taney County.
Seconds.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Agreement for janitorial supplies. Agreement for janitorial supplies. Come on.
We're here if you have any questions. I think the letter from Frank.
Yeah, that's the. We've already awarded the bids. We just need to sign the contract.
Yeah, we have a letter here from Frank. Approving.
There's six of them. Do you guys want to do them individually? Do you want to do them?
Just that we've already awarded them. Why don't you just make it as a whole with?
So we probably need to go ahead and do six different motions. Huh?
Can't you do one motion with each and just name the individuals off? It doesn't make any difference, but I just thought that would be a, when you look them up, they're going to be there anyway. So.
Does Nikki want them individually? Yeah. Move to approve janitorial agreement by and between Taney County and Hilliard.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Industrial Soap Company of St. Louis and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Key West Equipment Company and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement for janitorial supplies by and between MIMCO of Hollister and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Pippin Wholesale Company of Harrison, Arkansas and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve agreement for janitorial supplies by and between Veritive Operating Company of Edwardsville, Kansas and Tanner County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And there are places for you to sign each one.
Okay.
12 times. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Ex officio deed.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Excuse me. What I'm requesting today is approval of an ex officio deed and easement for the sewer district's Poverty Point 5 lift station and an easement for access and the sewer line down from the animal shelter. Essentially, this request came about due to the fact the sewer district's Poverty Point 5 lift station is located on the land owned by Taney County where the animal shelter is located. There was not a deed granted to the sewer district back when the sewer district separated from the county in 2011 and 12, and we just completed the animal shelter sewer project down to that lift station and thought it was a good time to get this all cleaned up, and so worked with Frank Cotty to put this together, and I do have some copies if you don't have any today.
We have a copy.
Okay. And so you should have an exhibit there, too, that shows that little small parcel for the deed that is just around the lift station.
Has all the other lift stations already been deeded over?
I believe everything, yes, was done except this.
So another ones, no other ones we need to clean up?
Not that I'm aware of right now.
Something might pop up.
It could, yeah, potentially. But.
I have a question.
First, we need to I know we've talked about this before. We've made Mike the ex officio commissioner for sale of property. We did that August 1st. So now what we need to do is just do the land transfer, right?
Let's see, it's for an easement and for the property itself. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, yeah. It's all combined on one document.
Yeah.
Move to approve the ex officio deed by Taney County, which transfers the parcel of real estate from the county to the sewer district.
Do you want to add that PP5?
Well, I was going to say as presented.
As presented?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I was looking to see if there was a more descriptive on that specific one.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, sir.
Brad.
I guess we're going to be in recess till 10 o'clock. We'll move upstairs for executive session.